News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Let's talk about this Garda operation yesterday that targeted scramblers and e-scooters. 11 of the demon devices seized during an operation in West Dublin yesterday. But how effective is it for the guards to use drones like this as part of ongoing criminal operations? Kevin Byrne is retired Lieutenant Colonel and Airport Safety and Security Officer. He's with us now. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Now, we've gotten rid of all the commercial drones. So next up, it's the guards using these drones. And I think that, you know, it is a logical step for the guards to use these, not just to crack down on scramblers and drones, but as probably first eyes on the scene for any situation.
Indeed, this is something of a game changer. We're all familiar with the Garda Air Support Unit with the fixed wing and two helicopters over the various towns and cities over the last 20 or more years now. But that was quite an expensive operation and was very limited because, you know, you only had them in certain places. The Garda Síochána Síochána have invested allegedly now in 21 of these drones. They're called DJI Matrix 30Ts or DJI Enterprise 2, as far as I can tell. These are a quadcopter, quite big, but they'd fit in a rucksack if they fold up in the boot of a car or a van or that kind of thing. And they're going to deploy them in different areas, not just the cities, but in the rural areas as well. And if this works well, it's going to have a huge impact on policing generally. Just as you mentioned, it can follow people who are in a high pursuit situation. The ground units don't have to go as fast now or follow because this thing will follow them for as long as it takes, by day and by night. I'll come back about the weather in a moment. And you can then trace them back to their homes or to their locations or whatever it might be. And you knock on the door later, as may have happened in this case. I don't know about that, but this is just one option available to them. There's a whole lot of other missions which can be accomplished by the use of aerial drones over cities and towns.
Now, how competent does the operator have to be? I mean, these are effectively commercial drones, so you could buy one of these yourself and apply for a license and use it. But, you know, can your average Garda be taught how this drone operates?
Well, it's a sophisticated piece of equipment. It's a bit more than the drone I learned on last week, for example. After four different lessons lasting about 45 minutes, I was competent to fly this little drone, which is it's a hobby type thing. Under a clothesline, I could fly it in a window if I wanted to. I could fly between trees. This is a whole quantum leap ahead of that. So you have to do a training course. But to be honest, they've been used in the UK, France, Spain, Germany, Belgium, and indeed Portugal and other places. So the Garda Síochána, after a week's training, I think would be quite competent, and with a number of flying hours logged, they could fly by day and by night, and I'd have every confidence because they're looking through the lenses of one or two or three of the cameras on board, and that gives you a whole feeling as being a pilot. You're flying this aircraft at maybe 500-600 feet. You can fly it covertly with the lights off and little noise, or you can fly it with the lights flashing and be overt and show people on the ground, we're here now, we're looking at you, and you can zoom in and out. So with the training courses done, maybe a couple of weeks, I don't know how long it would take, but you can be very competent, and the more you fly it, the better you're going to be.
Yeah, now the guards are just after getting another helicopter, so they now have two of them based at Ballydonald for use. Yes. During operations. But this the helicopter A takes longer to get places, particularly if it's not in Dublin, and the helicopter is obviously subject to restrictions and so on. These will operate in most conditions, won't they? And if you think of somewhere where perhaps, let's face it, Garda numbers aren't great in certain parts of the country, the drone, as I said, could be the first response.
Exactly intended as such. Now, for example, there's a great video shown by the manufacturers, and it tells you, for example, that the limitations I thought might be on it, such as wind and rain and snow and fog even, these are all proven not to be a problem to these drones. So that's an extremely good game changer. They can actually fly in conditions where the helicopter might not be any use to you in that regard. They have a range of 8 kilometres and probably a distance endurance of 45 minutes. That's very good for a drone. And if it does come back to base, which is automatic, it can then the operator can change the battery in a matter of seconds, so you can be gone again very quickly. It's very flexible from that point of view. And the other point is that it can be used, you know, as I say, almost anywhere for public order, for example, over groups of people, you know, who might be a problem to you. You can use the evidence later because the camera can record. It also transmits this to a command and control center, which can be remote from the area involved. It's perfect for search and rescue, looking, for example, for vulnerable people who might be lost on a hillside or on a beach or whatever it might be. And it can bolster security just by being there, by, you know, on the perimeter of a particular place with lights on, flying around at 500 or 600 feet. It gives a warning to those who might do ill things to the situation.
But Kevin, there are people who are clutching their pearls as we speak to each other, thinking, oh, well, now they're going to be taking photographs and they're going to be doing this, that or the other. When it comes to crime detection, the guards have an advantage over your average drone insofar as if they're doing something in the pursuit of justice, GDPR does not apply.
No, and they are accountable. But that has been the case, you see, from the helicopter operations for more than 20 years. When I worked in Baldonnell, we had helicopters by day and by night, you know, and they had sophisticated infrared equipment and camera equipment and recorders. But there are laws and regulations and checks and balances like that. It's not there to intrude upon you. And simply, they wouldn't have the time. It's there to support the crime and to investigate crime and prevent crime in some cases. So I've no fears in that regard.
Okay, Kevin Byrne, retired Lieutenant Colonel, thank you very much for joining us this morning to talk about those drones. What is also an advantage for the Gardaí is the Garda helicopter is hardly discreet. It's certainly noisy, and the people who are being chased by it know it's there. They wouldn't hear the drone coming necessarily.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.